Welcome to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. The Strang Report aims to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to this live version of The Strang Report. You know, I've done live versions before, but today's a little bit different because I'm going to share with you some things I've actually been doing in the last couple of days, and we have some clips. That's new for me. We've not tried to get that sophisticated, but we're trying to build the podcast, and I thought this would be an interesting way. In fact, I'm making a commitment to do a live podcast every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern time. And I have an interesting life. I've had an interesting career. I've known people, everyone from Catherine Coleman way back in the day, and I could name names, some of which you wouldn't even remember because they've been gone, but I knew Reinhard Bonnke and Jack Hayford and all these people. And, you know, my travels include me going to conferences, meeting with people. Now I'm going around promoting my new book, Spirit-Led Living in the Upside Down World. And I recently did that. In fact, last Friday I did it. I was in Southeast Missouri and was with Jim Baker. And later in the podcast, I'm going to talk about that. But being there allowed me to go to a men's conference that I had been wanting to attend. I had heard about it. And over the years, I've been involved in men's ministry. I've been a mentor. I've run men's groups. But I was involved very, very, very early in the Promise Keepers movement. In fact, when they were just having one event in Boulder, and then for a number of years, we published New Man Magazine, which was their official magazine. And so I was just up to my eyeballs in the men's movement. And then over time, Promise Keepers has gone through a lot of changes, but the need that was there, which is actually being met by a lot of ministries, some denominations, Man in the Mirror, which my friend Pat Morley founded, and I've been involved, and I try to keep in touch with that. And when I found out that James River Church in Springfield was having a conference, I actually arranged my trip to Jim Baker so that I could go to the conference. And I was absolutely overwhelmed. Now, this is kind of shows you what kind of life I live. In some ways, it's like a railroad. You know, there's one car in front of me and then the next car. And so I did my Jim Baker thing. I got in my rental car and went up to Springfield. And I just expected kind of a normal, well, what's normal, but, you know, a typical men's conference. And instead, I mean, it was just wild. And you'll see for a second, I was unprepared for what I saw. And that's why I wanted to share it. So there was a lot of excitement, a lot of manly sports, which you'll see in just seconds, but also powerful, powerful preaching and deep, deep conviction. It was a very, very spiritual event. And in a minute, we're going to talk about it. But let me say this before I forget it. It's in the 12th year. And someone told me that it is now the largest regular men's conference that's held in the nation. And I was there. The arena there in Springfield, Missouri, at I think they call it Missouri State University, was full to the rafters. It was either 10 or 11,000 men, and they were on fire, as you'll see. And in fact, I talked to one of the leaders later and said that when Promise Keepers was 12 years old, a lot of these changes had started happening. And instead, this event, which is called the Stronger Man Conference, is getting bigger and bigger. And one of my motivations to do this segment is to encourage people to put it on their calendar for 2024. They're already making plans. They've picked some of their speakers. And this is an experience. I mean, if you're a Christian man, you just want to go for the powerful preaching and feeling so encouraged. You know, we live in an upside down world. Notice how I kind of work that in with my book. And men are under attack. So much so that men are sometimes now considered women. And we don't have time today to go into that. But this was biblical manhood. They didn't really talk about cultural things. They just talked about what the Bible says, how a man should live, regardless of culture, regardless of politics, regardless of anything. So I'm going to just give you a taste. We have several clips. They're all very, very short. We're going to hear from Greg Rochelle, from Earl McClellan, who, by the way, I had a very interesting conversation on the airplane as we left Springfield. He's a great guy. Levi Lusco, Josh Hawley, who's a senator from Missouri, who's a very strong Christian. He just wrote a book called Manhood, which I actually read on the airplane, believe it or not. It's powerful. He's agreed to be a guest on the Strang Report in the not too distant future. But there's also all this stuff. There was BMX. There was motocross. There was a guy in rings. And there's a surprise I won't even tell you about. So my producer is going to run these clips right now. And then we're going to come back and talk to one of the leaders about this event to talk about the people that were saved, the lives that were changed, the reaction, and also to tell us about 2024. So, Mr. Producer, do your thing.
You have no idea, gentlemen, what God wants to set into motion through your life, through a moment of faith, through a declaration of boldness.
And everybody else is saying it's not worth it. God, I'll say I'll go to the very last breath that I have. God, I say my whole life belongs to you.
Jesus Christ hung on that cross for you. He paid for all your sin. There's nothing you could do to earn it. There's nothing you could do to deserve it. You could trust in him and be made new. You could trust in him and be forgiven.
Your significance doesn't depend on your position. Your significance doesn't depend on a title. Your significance depends on the power of the Spirit of God working through you. That's where your significance comes from.
Can you believe that? That was a real tank running over real cars. And listen, for years, my impression of men's ministry, really before Promise Keepers, was men's ministry was a bunch of guys on Saturday morning eating kind of dry pancakes with a little sermonette by somebody at the end. I mean, this was powerful. Whoever picked those clips did a great job, and it gives you a little bit of feel for what happened. The guy on the rings, you probably didn't notice it, but when he kind of stumbled when he landed, he almost ended up in my lap. Somebody grabbed him at the last minute. I was braced to grab him myself. He was okay, but I certainly didn't expect that when I went, and it was so exciting. And now I have Brandon Lindell, who is one of the pastors at James River Church in Springfield, which is one of the great churches, not only in Missouri, but in the entire country, or I should say Missouri, shouldn't I?
Either way.
And I just was fact-checked. I'm sorry, David, that I messed up your name.
You're
we are live.
It happens all the time.
This is the real
thing.
And I need my cheat sheet. Now that I've embarrassed myself, tell me about the vision originally, because this is your 12th year. When you started, did you have a vision to do BMX and motocross and all this kind of stuff? And I know somebody was telling me that last year you had a rodeo, and I need to ask, what are you going to do in 2024?
Well, the first question, no, we did not know that we would be doing BMX and having a tank crush cars in 2023. But that's the fun thing about this event, that the Stronger Men's Conference is about really gathering men from across the country and around the world. This year, we had men from 35 states, 39 countries registered for the event. And so it's a global event. It's certainly men from across the nation. I mean, coast to coast. But our heart is this, from the very beginning, it's to engage men in a fun, interactive environment that opens them up to then hear and respond to the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so that's our passion. And then to help those who are followers of Jesus get strong, leave stronger than they came. And I know that that happened this year. We could see it. I've heard stories. And then I know I'm going to hear more stories in the days and weeks to come of guys whose lives were really repositioned and reoriented toward walking with God in strength. And so, you know, that's our passion. That's our heart. I don't know. Honestly, I can't tell you what we're going to be doing in 2024 because we've got ideas, but we haven't crystallized those into what is exactly going to happen. But I know we've got amazing speakers, and I'm excited about what God is going to do this next year. It's going to be powerful.
And I remember that Mark Driscoll is one of them. Because they, you know, they put this on the screen, and he's a good friend. And listen, hearing him is worth going to something like that. And you know, the thing is that I've been an observer of the Christian community for a long time, and I know people that are on fire for God, and the cares of life, or a job loss, or a divorce, or sickness, or whatever, or just boredom, they lose their fervor.
Yeah,
and some of these people go back entirely into the world. I mean, it's sad to see. And I believe that these kind of, I'm going to call it a catalytic event.
Yeah,
it is actually just kind of gets your attention. Like, hey, there's a reality, and does a lot of good. That's what I saw with the Promise Keepers movement. And, you know, they used to talk about people going in vans to these conferences from wherever. And a lot of the ministry happens on the trip there and the trip home, and sharing the experience and praying to eat together. And then, of course, there's many people who come to Christ for the first time.
That's right.
And so I just applaud what you guys are doing. Of course, I've had so much respect for your ministry for so many years. I've had the occasion half a dozen times to attend service there when I'm in Springfield, usually at Jim Baker's. A couple of times I've arranged to go to your midweek service. You don't have that many flights in and out of Springfield. And
so, no.
I've just so enjoyed it. And your father, John, who I've gotten to know and is actually one of our authors. We've published two great books with him. There it is.
Yeah,
New Normal, the new one. And Soul Set Free was the other one that we did. And we just appreciate you. And as I wrap up this little segment, what am I leaving out? I'm going to give you the last word.
Well, I would tell you, we already have 4,400 guys who have registered for 2024.
Wow.
So we have, I mean, thousands
That's
of men
almost
have already registered.
Yeah.
So I would just say to anybody out there who's wanting to bring a group, this is a great time to get a group registered. So we'll have churches from around the country, like you talked about, load guys up in vans, come out for it. But wherever you're at in the world, honestly, or around the United States, get on strongermen.org and register right now. You can get a great deal on 2024. It's April 12th and 13th, Friday and Saturday, 2024. It's going to be an amazing time. I can't wait. You know, we've got Tim Timberlake, who's a Florida native, by the way. He's going to be there along with Pastor Mark Driscoll and Pastor Jabin Chavez. And if you haven't heard of him, then you are missing, honestly, one of the best communicators of the Word of God in Christendom. He'll be with us as well, along with, you know, we're going to have another NFL superstar with us. We don't usually announce that till the beginning of the year, who's coming. But this year we had an amazing time with Carson Wentz, had Kirk Cousins from the Minnesota Vikings. Mariano Rivera from the Yankees was there last year. So it's always somebody who's going to talk to you about what it's like to live out their faith in the arena of professional sports. And there's so much pressure to compromise, and these guys are doing the deal. And so we love having men hear from them, but it's going to be a lot of fun. We'd love to have every man there for the conference. It's going to be powerful.
And of course, you also had a United States Senator, your friend.
Yes, we did.
Josh Hawley. He didn't really talk about politics. In fact, he didn't at all.
No.
But you talk about somebody living it out in the arena. And if you watch the media, you kind of get the feeling that the Christians are losing. But there are people that are fired up for God.
Yes.
God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Sometimes our perspectives change. And I just was so encouraged, and I know so many other people were encouraged. And thank you, David,
Absolutely.
For being on my guest today. I will never mispronounce your name again. So
no worries. I loved it.
And you're such a gentleman, you didn't even correct me. But
no, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for doing it and for spending these few minutes. It's amazing what we can do with technology these days. And listen, people who are watching live, send us your comments and we'll answer them the best we can, especially anyone who's watching who was at the event. I'd be interested in what you had to say. Thank you, David, and God bless
you. Thank you. God bless you, man.
And we'll continue. I mentioned the other part of my trip was actually to visit Jim Baker. They call it Morningside. It's down by Branson, which is a few miles south of Springfield. And I've known Jim Baker since the 1980s. I actually think I first met him in the late 1970s, not long after I started Charisma Magazine. And so, of course, if you know his ministry, you know, there was a great controversy. He actually went to prison. Those charges, which were really trumped up, were later dropped, and he started over. I've had occasion to interview him a number of times, and I've said in different settings that I've never seen anyone fall more and bounce back more than he has, and I always enjoy being with him. Now, in the last few days, in the last week, I watched several podcasts live. In fact, I was on Amanda Grace's live podcast and kind of got a feel and thought, hey, this is something I could do, and that I... more recently, I watched Candace Owens and Dr. Steve Turley, who, by the way, has agreed to be a guest on a future podcast. And I just enjoyed the interaction. Usually, I'll like rush to the studio and we'll tape something and then, you know, we put it online later. But I've made the commitment, as I said, and I want you to subscribe if you haven't already subscribed. And in fact, if you hit the little bell, you'll get a notification when I'm online. And I do that with several podcasts that I follow, and I thought you would follow it as well. So I thought, hey, I have these interesting trips, and I need to just share what's happening. So when I flew to Springfield, I first went to the Assemblies of God headquarters, which is in Springfield, and met with one of their top officials. It was kind of a relationship-building meeting, but some good things came out of it. Then I went down to Jim Baker's, and we taped a couple of shows about the book, Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World. Now, Jim gave me a very nice endorsement, which if I have time, I may read. But also, there were some materials from the book that we published with him some time ago about the end of time. You know, when I talk about spirit-led living, it's not just all goosebumps and getting rid of stress because you feel so relaxed in the Lord's presence. Although there is an element of that, is how can we stand strong when things get so, so bad? We think they're bad now, but man, you know, someday the Bible says, the book of Revelation clearly says that there will be a war to end all wars. The battle of Armageddon, it's almost beyond what we can imagine because the Bible says half the world's population will actually be killed. And I write in there, and I use some of the thoughts that Jim has about kind of where we are in that process. And I think that you'll find the book very interesting. Now, we have some clips. Am I right? The clips did not come through. So here I am ad-libbing. you know, I've become friends with Jim and Lori. And they're wonderful people. Mondo de la Vega has a show as well. He's going to have me as a guest soon. And maybe what I'll do is on a future live podcast, I'll get him on, just like we saw with David just now. And we'll talk about some of the things that are going on there. They have a whole PTL network. I have it on my Roku. They have a lot of great programs on it. Of course, PTL was the name of Jim's network all those years ago. And he was able to get the name back, the title back. And they're just doing great things. Technology has changed so much since the mid-1980s when all that kind of came crashing down. But, you know, a lot of good things came of it too. And something good happened to Jim because instead of letting it crush him, he really got into the Word. He really got into the Word and studied what the Bible said about the end of times, what Jesus said in the book of Matthew, as well as the book of Revelation. Also some things from Daniel. He can explain this much better than I can. And a depth, a maturity, but also a softening. You know, if you have a piece of tough meat, how do they tenderize it? You know, there's a certain kind of square hammer, I'll call it, with little ridges in it, a tenderizer, I think they call it. They beat it. And the beating of the meat makes it tender. And Jim Baker, life, the things he's gone through, has tenderized him. He is a beautiful, soft, wonderful, loving Christian leader. And I so appreciate him having me on his program. And like I said, we'll show that later. So are there people who are sending in questions, John? So if you have a question, send it in, and he's going to put it up on the screen so that I can answer it. You know, I'd be interested in your reaction to us doing these live streams. You're subscribing, you're sending in questions, kind of gives me some feedback. It gives me feedback in a way we normally don't get it. Now, if you're in the live theater or if you're a preacher and you have a message and you're communicating, you get immediate feedback. People laugh. They might boo. If they're really bored, they go to sleep. If they get too indignant, they may walk out. Those of us who are in print media historically and now broadcast, we don't get that
you
kind
know
of feedback.
That I've stood with your and,
here we are. He was able to get it. So here's a clip.
And it's amazing because
of
if
me
anybody
on Jim
knows
Baker.
The insides and outs of my ministry, you do.
Yeah.
You are a reporter. And most of the time, I don't like reporters because they're mean-spirited.
You're right, they are.
No, but they don't always look for truth.
They have an agenda.
Yeah,
they have an agenda. You have been almost like a historian of our ministry. In fact, I wish I had that. I have it hanging in the green room, a picture of your magazine from many years ago. But this man knows he's been there. You've walked the grounds. You've been here. You have full access. You could look at my books if you want to. You can go anywhere in this ministry you want to. Because we don't have anything to hide, and we never have. Mm-hmm. And yet, the enemy is twisting, and you have got to know what's truth, people.
Yes.
Some of us, how you define worldview.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's
a Christian worldview. Yeah.
Right. But, you know, is that Calvinist? Is it Pentecostal?
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
But there's very few.
But however you slice and dice it, it's small.
Yeah. Very
small. The falling away is happening.
Yes.
Before our eyes.
Mm-hmm. Is that what the Bible says?
Absolutely. And not just in this country, but really around the world. I mean, look at Canada.
Yeah. Wow.
Canada's 10 times worse than the United States.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
I mean, I can't imagine. And you know what?
Canada scares me.
That's foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
it's foreshadowing of what's going to happen here. In the same way that we've known for years that Europe was post-Christian.
Sure.
And so you get a little bit of an idea. I think I had on the same tie of the interview. And it's going to be on within the next week. I meant to try to nail them down exactly when they're going to put it up. There will be actually 2 days. It's 2 hours. We talked about everything from A to Z, but we also talked about spirit-led living in an upside-down world. It is an upside-down world. And it's all, there's always been a hostility to the gospel, even back to the early church. And we had to persevere. Now it seems it's coming from all the institutions of our culture and also the government. And we've got to stand strong. But mainly, we've got to have a relationship with God through the Holy Spirit that will help us stand strong, to have faith, to have vision, and to be able to speak to a lost and dying world. And that's why I wrote the book. I hope that you'll buy it. You can pre-order it on Amazon.com. You can also get it at my own website, SteveStrangBooks.com. Amazon won't release it until the release date, May 16th. You can get the book now from our website, and I hope you will. And I hope you'll give me your comments. In fact, in the minute or two I have left, I got an email from Ann Jimenez. She has been a friend for many, many years. They have a great ministry up there, the Rock Church. Her husband, John, was a friend of mine. He's now in heaven. He said, I wanted you to know how much I enjoyed your new book called Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World. I believe you've nailed it on the head of where the church is right now. I'm using this to teach in our School of the Spirit. She means at their church. And I will recommend it to every pastor I know. And this was absolutely unsolicited, and I thought it would be good to share with you. I think that you'll get a lot out of it. To me, this is not just a book. This is my life message. I think there's a hunger for more of the Holy Spirit. There's a hunger. And my book was written for that reason, to try to encourage people that maybe are discouraged or beaten down or feel like we're losing. We're not losing. I mean, going back to the Stronger Men's Conference and the other things we've talked about on this podcast today. So I want to thank you for watching. I want to thank you for subscribing. I want to thank you for sending me your questions. We're going to try to do this on a regular basis. We have some exciting things coming up about what the podcast is going to do in the future. So this is Steven Strang thanking you for watching and listening to my podcast, either live or later on. Of course, it'll be on demand. And to tune in again on Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern time. Thank you for watching, and God bless you.
But everybody else is saying it's not worth it. God, I'll say I'll go to the very last breath that I have. God, I say my whole life belongs to you.
In an upside down world, there is only one way to stay grounded. Life is full of twists and turns, successes and setbacks. How can you reach your God-given potential and achieve your dreams? With over four decades of reporting on the move of the Holy Spirit around the world, Steven E. Strang has firsthand experience of how the Holy Spirit has led him on a remarkable journey of faith and a successful life. In his new book, Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World, he will invest his true life lessons into the hearts of readers as he reveals his secrets to having a successful life led by the Holy Spirit. Go to booksbystevestrang.com to pre-order your copy today.